A U.S. assassination drone kills at least 9 people in the southeastern Yemen. The drone struck a house in Shabwa province early Wednesday morning. Dozens of people have fled the area since then. Hundreds of people have been killed in U.S. assassination drone strikes in Yemen since 2009. A recent report in the U.S. has shown that most people in the international community oppose Washington's drone attacks in countries such as Pakistan, Yemen, and Somalia. Washington claims the attacks target militants, but the majority of the victims are often civilians. For more on that story, retired Army General Mr. Ilyas Farhat joins us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Sir, welcome to the program. Just recently, UN High Commissioner of Human Rights Navi Pillay spoke of the U.S. drone strikes in Pakistan, calling them illegal and a violation of human rights. How come, despite all the international condemnation and opposition from human rights groups, these strikes, which breach international law on more levels than one, still continue?
Okay, actually, every attack, either by drone or any other weapon, is illegal and kills civilians. But as to the drones or unmanned aerial vehicles, they are widely used by the United States Air Force and the CIA in the area of conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq. But now in Yemen, during the last 2 years, the CIA and the Air Forces are operating the drones for launching attacks against limited targets in Yemen and in Somalia. The United States resort to the drones because it says that it is accurate and hits the target exactly, and it is not manned. That's there is no possibility for human losses for the United States personnel. So, but in spite of the high technology in the drones, especially in the electronic interceptor devices and the observation systems in the drones while flying, and in and the, its ability to loiter for extended periods that reach more than 24 hours, in spite of all that, we see drones miss the target and kill civilians in Pakistan, and sometimes it killed military from Pakistan, which caused anger in the Pakistan government and in the Pakistan people and all the political forces in Pakistan.
Right.
And now moving to Yemen, they missed once a terrorist, what they call a terrorist, and killed the muhafiz of Ma'rib. And now they are also missing targets and killing civilians as well in Shabwa. So the accuracy that the United States claim in the claims in the drones is not always achieved. So human losses and innocent civilians are being killed by the drones, which caused the anger of the international society.
Yes.
And us.
Retired Army General Mr. Ilyas Farhat from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Sir, thank you for your time.